Hi everybody, Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. We are, I'm of course joined by the beautiful Irina Moises.
Hello.
And we don't live at home anymore. Because our house flooded, so we are living in a house down the stream, I guess. Essentially, but it's got a nice ocean view. So we can see the ocean from our house, which we could not from our normal house. So that's something. Dogs are very puzzled. And of course, we had neighbors, right?
Yes.
And of course, I'm being the friendly, outgoing guy I am, right?
Mm-hmm. I haven't met them.
I have met them. And they're very nice. And, you know, you always have this little dance in California about, is this person a communist? Because you got to worry about that. Because a lot of them are effing communists. And, but I saw this guy, he had an Air Force sticker on his car, he had an NRA sticker. Oh yeah. Yeah, we were good. We were good. The guy doing our floors, he was like, I know you. I know you from Gorka. Or other places. Oh, and they're big fans of Gorka, too. So you can find them in sheer numbers, in absolute numbers. There are a ton of conservatives in California. Because there's so many Californians. There's like, what, 35 million Californians?
Yeah.
So it's going to have like 10 million conservatives. Okay? And a state with like 500,000 people like Wyoming or something like that. It's not going to have 10 million conservatives. It's going to have like 499,000 and Liz Cheney. Oh, wait. Liz Cheney never goes to Wyoming. The Beltway Cowgirl.
I know. They're awful.
I got a column coming out on the
Never Trumpers. It's very brute. So you'll see it.
But you know, the conservatives are out there and I think they're growing and I think normal people are starting to see stuff.
Yeah.
Not a lot because, you know, you don't get to be a liberal unless you're kind of stupid. I mean, you have to like willingly put some, or you're a frigid Chardonnay drinking housewife.
Or you believe that the state is means well and always is always going to do
well. That comes from being a frigid housewife or one of their femboy pseudo husbands. It's not even naivete. It's all justifying their own power because these are mediocre women who have no power otherwise. Men don't want them, real men. So this is a way that they try and exercise power. And the proper way to deal with it is, shut up, woman! By the way. Shut up, woman!
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
By the way, a very interesting show we were watching, The Three Body Problem, which we like generally. Game of Thrones guys did it. It is based on a Chinese science fiction novel. Oh, wow, look! It is a Tesla pickup.
Yeah, Johnny and I saw it the other day. It looks like a Minecraft car.
It does. It looks like a Minecraft car. That's weird. You know, you can shoot a machine gun into it and it won't punch holes in.
Really?
Yeah. It's like bulletproof.
So we need to get that.
We do need to get that. Help with our drug dealing. You know, that's where we're mobsters. No, where was I? A three-body problem. Why is this thing? Why am I talking about that on Unredacted? First of all, it starts out with a pretty harrowing scene of the Red Guards during the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah.
And there are all these, and they basically kill a professor who refuses to lie. He says, no, I believe, you know, the Big Bang Theory explains things. Well, at least the possibility of God. He said, science can't disqualify the possibility of God. They literally kill him. And they all have their little red books. And I'm looking at that going, this does not look that much different than, you know, remember Jigglypuff, the horrible fat chick screaming and yelling because someone was saying, no, you're not trans. You're just fat and delusional. Remember?
Yeah.
And these, I mean, it's the same mentality. And it's young people who are especially vicious. Yeah. All the Khmer Rouge people who were killers were like,
well, they're on it. Yeah.
But it's, You haven't seen something like this on American TV.
No.
And I'm wondering if the producers really understand what they're showing, because it's Hollywood, and you have to assume they're liberal. Not necessarily. There's some conservative ones out there. Again, Adam Baldwin, for instance. George M.F. Washington, who is a good one. Y'all ought to check out his Substack. It's really...
It's fantastic.
I maybe have a lunch with it. I don't know. Got to double check.
Anywho, but it has, it changes from the actual Chinese version to make it more, you know, Western friendly. And, it has this group of, 5 physicists in their early 30s, right? And they're all educated and everything. All of them atheists. All of them have the same kind of weird, skewed moral code. Now, the aliens are coming to invade the Earth, and some Earth people are helping them. They're not giving away a lot. And they get these moral quandaries about whether they should be fighting the aliens or fighting the people who are literally helping the aliens come kill them. And who's the bad? The military guy, who's the only one who's actually, like, a stud and get shit done. And he's
Davos from Game of Thrones.
Davos, no, that's a different one. That's the boyfriend. The Navy guy.
Oh, you're thinking of
Davos from Game of Thrones, who's a fucking communist in real life.
Yeah, but he's
he's a, you know, all the Palestinians. Oh,
yeah. That's too bad.
I know. But the thing is, you know, they have this where we can't help the military. They're just going to kill people. Blah blah blah. Yeah. What do you think militaries do? What do you think you do in an invasion? And they're so wrapped up in their own personal arbitrary moral code, because it is arbitrary. It doesn't come from God. It's just sort of, you know, at one point they have to kill a bunch of people who are bad, right? And one of the, I suppose she's supposed to be a heroine. She, like, gets, like, freaked out because she's a part of this. How can you kill all these people? Well, it's easy. You kill them. They're helping the aliens who want to murder all human life. And you've got this kind of prissy notion that, you know, I am above that. I can't do hard things. Actually, a military guy says it right. I'm the guy who does the dirty thing so you can keep your hands.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, the chick he's with, I mean, he's dreamy. The chick he's with, a hard 3. Not attractive. She's not. She's not attractive.
Okay.
I don't understand why attractive dudes go for, like, mediocre chicks. I mean, I'm super attractive.
I don't.
And I only go for the best.
You do, baby.
I'm powerful and potent. Yeah. All right. But anyway, but our cultural, see, the thing is, what is the point of this? We can't take our own side in the fight.
Yeah.
As a culture. And you see that with Joe Biden. Don't go into Rafah and kill all the Hamas guys. Now, the Hamas guys are murderers. We know that. Hamas has to be destroyed. We know that. But you can't actually do it. And I'm wondering if it's just cynicism, like, you know, we've got to get the Arabs to vote for us in Michigan. Or if they really believe, you know, oh my gosh, well, they're hiding by civilians because we got to give up. You know? If we hide behind civilians, I mean, yeah, yay! Makes my job easier. By the way, I have a brutal town hall column coming out about the coming terrorist attack here, because we saw it happen in Moscow. It will happen here, and our elite is not doing anything about it. In fact, it is supporting the terrorists, leaving the border open by not wanting to exterminate Hamas, which is what needs to happen. They all need to die.
Well, I'm sorry. A lot of the Palestinian civilians are for.
I don't care about enemy civilians as much as I care about my civilians.
Well, Hamas doesn't care about them.
No, I don't understand why we're somehow morally obligated to care more about the people who are 85% in favor of the mass murder spree. That's the last poll.
Yes, I saw that.
That's pretty distinct. That's almost Trump margins in the Republican primary. I don't understand why someone would expect me to care more about their people than they do. And let me assure you, I don't. And, I get a call. You love genocide. You just want to murder people. No, I want to kill our enemies. Yes.
But so do the Palestinians.
Well, that it doesn't. See, that's the thing.
That's a And so do you. And so do the Palestinians. So,
yeah. The thing is, you have to understand that the enemy leverages your morality against you. Morality is not a constant. It is a system. It's a three-body problem. Because you can't have morality that only applies to one group. It's like chivalry, right? You know? You know, you give a guy shit because he opens the door for you, right, as a woman, and then you're pissed because he didn't buy you dinner. Oh, and then you want to treat him like shit? That doesn't work. It's a system. In a system, women have to do women things. You have obligations. It's not just get. And in shit, and in guys do things. If you, I want some of the things, but I don't want to have to actually do anything. Okay. Nothing works like that. So, anyway, like I said, chivalry is a system. Everything is a system. And the thing about the left is they want to take all the pieces of the system that require them to do anything or contribute anything and remove them from the equation while getting everything else. There was this great example on the Twitters today. I loved it. It was, what do you want to do once the revolution comes? Right? And I swear, they're all like, I'm going to read tarot cards on weekdays, then I'm going to have trauma-informed teaching about intersectional theory. And I'm not, like, making it up. That was it.
No.
I can use my time to provide therapy to people traumatized by trauma. And I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. Who's going to pick up your freaking garbage? And it's like, It, like, never occurs to them that, like, you know, when the workers of the world unite, they might have to work. And it's like, okay, that's all great. You can do your crystal-based trauma-informed therapy, right? But someone has to wrangle your turds. Are you going to be a plumber? Who's going to be the, what's the name of the guy who gets to be the plumber? And why is he be the plumber instead of you? And they just look at you like you're insane. Well, of course I wouldn't. See, I mean, if I was teaching government in a high school, and I was a pathetic loser who was a high school teacher, because I just hate teachers now.
Well, what of our commies?
All of our commies. You were a teacher. You hated them. You were like, fuck these people.
I was just really annoyed and surprised by many of them.
Well, somebody has a theory that teachers are so much worse now because women have so many other opportunities. That, like, you started being a teacher like 30 years ago, right? Okay. Now, you know, if you're getting straight A's at Wellesley, you're probably not going to be a teacher.
Right.
All right. You're probably not going to be doing it. Yeah. So now it's a lot of people who couldn't do anything else.
Right.
I mean, my mom was forced to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. Remember? Told you how her dad was like, you're not going, no daughter of mine's going to law school.
Yeah.
Then he died. She went to law school, became a judge. So you would get these, you know, tough white women, the smarter chicks.
True.
I mean, I know your parents would have liked you going to law school.
No, they didn't want me to.
They did not want you to.
No.
See? So you've got, you know, you don't have the top white people anymore as teachers. But anyway, what I was saying is that if I was a teacher, and the only way I do it is for, like, my own amusement, to indoctrinate them into freedom. I would go, okay, who here, everybody here, you know it's socialism and communism. Who think it's a better system than capitalism? Okay, I see a lot of hands, mostly the rich kids who aren't from fucking Venezuela or Cuba. Okay. All right. I've got a bucket here, and it's full of pieces of paper. And on it, I've written occupations, and I've taken the Department of Labor statistics, how many people do this, how many people do that, and kind of broken it down. So let's go through and everybody draw it, and then pretty soon, you know, what would be the next? Sorry, people go down, take it. Okay, who drew tarot card reading, trauma-infused therapy guide? Okay, there's one guy. That's Caden. Caden will be the trauma. Okay. How about freaking warehouse worker? That's boring. You don't seem very happy about being a warehouse. Garbage man. You got garbage man. Soldier. Bunch of you got a couple of you are soldiers. You don't seem really happy with those jobs. What? Well, but somebody's got to do them. And if it's communism, well, do you really have a choice? Well, I'll choose not to be it. Okay. Who will choose to do it? Well, someone else. Well, how are you going to make them? Well, you know, there has to be, so some people have to do it. Okay, why not you? Oh, well, that's not what I meant by communism. What I meant by communism is I get to do my interpretive dance. One of them said, oh, yeah, and I'll do interpretive dance. I swear to God.
No,
one of them was like, oh, an interpretive dance. And it's like, okay, when communism comes, odds are you're not the interpretive dancer. Okay? And some people have to do the shitty jobs. And,
that's even a thought of something to do.
But these people are fucking retards. They're fucking retards.
It's like a comedy sketch. It's just...
Under communism, I will be truly free. How's that gonna work? Well, some people work for garbage men because they just want to do it for, to contribute. I want to contribute with a job that's easy and relatively high prestige and also fulfills me on an emotional level. Lucky for me, huh? Well, how did it sure working out for me? Workers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, like the opportunity to work. So interpretive dance, oh, bitch. Can do her thing. Anyway, that is my town hall unredacted for this week. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Read The Attack. It is a good book.
Yeah, it's a really good
book. And I got a column on that. But this Moscow thing, that imagine that Moscow.
Yeah.
Thing, imagine it times 1,000.
You have Kindle Unlimited. You can, right?
Kindle Unlimited. You can do it, or you can buy it. Either one. K-Dog gets cash, so, but no, it's an important book. You should check it out. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's where my town halls are, and look for my stream of purchases on Friday. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.